So the first question, the obvious question, why Foley mayor?
I've been on council for the past 4 years, and with our wastewater expansion now, I know that there's a moratorium right now on housing, so you can't build. So once we get our sewer hooked up, then we're going to have to start expanding. So they need someone in charge that's got a little more foresight than I feel the current mayor has, as far as leading into the future with possible businesses, just day-to-day activities.
Let's do a quick bio. Family, are you in the area? Where do you live? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, live in Foley, divorced, two adult children, Tanner, 23, Riley, 21. Tanner's a mechanical engineer. Riley's in Jamestown, pursuing a nursing degree.
Now, tell me a little about the wastewater project. A big project, finally got the go-ahead, and construction is underway as we speak. I was at the groundbreaking here a couple of months back. Right now, you tell me there's a moratorium on new construction in Foley?
Correct.
Was that a function of the wastewater project?
Yeah, that was before I got on council 4 years ago. They were at their limits with the wastewater, with the lagoons, and they had to come up with a solution. I was not in favor of the project. I thought we should have built our own wastewater treatment center, but 4-1 does not win, so we're going ahead with the line to St. Cloud. The moratorium was put in place, so when we're at capacity with the current lagoons, we can't build any more housing other than the lots that are available right now, which is very few. Once that wastewater project gets completed, then of course we can entertain thoughts of building more housing.
When we talk expansion in Foley, where do your thoughts go?
There's a couple tracts of land out by the school that are kind of earmarked for housing. I'm assuming more single-family situations there. The county is looking at expanding as well. With the old courthouse, they're going to build across the road, is my understanding, a new facility for human resources and other departments to move across the road. They'll keep some of the existing building, but I'm sure at some point we'll look at apartments, everything else. As you grow, you have to, you know, look for senior housing, apartments such as. And with growing, yes, the cost will go down for the wastewater, but the cost is going to go up for the city because we'll have to have more employees, whether it be police, public works, clerical, all of the above.
And why do you think that you're the candidate that can lead Foley into this future growth phase?
I've been 28 years in public service. I did 20 years with the Department of Corrections. I'm currently 8+ years with the Highway Department. I always take a lead role in any volunteer activities. Foley Youth Baseball, when it got off the ground, I was on the fundraising part of that. I started the high school trap shooting team with Todd Cabana and myself. We had to raise $20,000 right up front to get out the door, to get it going. That program is growing every year since its inception 10 years ago. And then that also piggybacks off with Foley Air Archery Team came to us with just questions and always willing to help. I've been with Ducks Unlimited. I'm the chairperson, National Wild Turkey Federation, NRA. In my 15 years of volunteering, I know we've raised over $1 million.
Did you want specifically to bring anything forward as far as reasons to vote for you?
To vote for me? You're going to get an honest answer when you ask me a question, whether you like it or not. I don't sugarcoat a lot of things. I probably should more, but I'll tell you my thoughts, and if I'm outvoted, I'll go along, you know, with the rest of the group, with wastewater. I mean, I could be oblivious to it and not support it, but once you've started digging, you got to continue. I think I'd be the right person for the job.